Welcome to the Vetiver Vibes podcast. We're your hosts, Nikki Frazier and Rachel Dean, certified clinical aromatherapists. We are excited to have you here on today's episode where you know that you'll get the best essential oil scoop.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia, a leading online school for aromatherapy. If you want to learn more about making organic skincare products, check out the courses at www.schoolofessentia.com. Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Vetiver Vibes. I'm Nikki Frazier, and I am ecstatic that you have joined me on this week's episode where we are going to talk about different ways to increase your income stream. As a clinical aromatherapist and as a co-founder of Essentia Aromatherapy School, we get this question a lot from potential students and current students on, if I don't want to add more modalities to my toolbox, how can I use aromatherapy to increase my income? And having different tools in your toolbox are absolutely fantastic. You know, myself, I am trained in aroma massage, Ayurvedic Indian head massage, and they are two very popular services that I do offer for my clients. I love giving the massages as someone who is giving them. I love receiving them, the very, very odd time that I'm on the receiving end of it. But even as someone to give them, I actually find quite a lot of benefit in giving them to clients as well. But I understand not everybody wants to have necessarily that much of a hands-on. They might not have the location, the space to be able to give massages, or just, you know, the want to add something else like that to their toolbox. We do have also, you know, a lot of naturopaths and chiropractors, massage therapists, reflexologists, osteopaths, different modalities such as that do take our courses as well to learn how to use essential oils safely in their practices, which is absolutely amazing. But again, for all those people who don't want to take more education, don't want to add other things to the toolbox, how can we increase the income stream? And so that's exactly what we're going to go over today. And I find one of the biggest things, once you have graduated and are a certified clinical aromatherapist, the biggest thing is going to be those one-on-one consultations. So that's known as bespoke products. So this is when you are making a product that is specifically for a client after a consultation is done. So you have gone over, you've a health history form, they have filled it out, you've gone over it with them. And then from that and that discussion with that client, you have made suggestions and recommendations on different aromatherapy blends, if it's a cream, a bath, an inhaler, a roller bottle, a steam inhalation, right? There's so many different things that to support someone, you're going to make that product and sell it to that client that you have specifically blended just for them for the XYZ condition that they've come in for support on. And so again, this is called bespoke product. I really think of it as when I go see my naturopath, I go see her, we talk about all kinds of different things, and then she makes different recommendations, typically on supplements that I can go out and buy at my local health store, or she also has an online, not dispensary, but kind of like a dispensary where I can go on and order the supplements that she recommends and have them shipped directly to me. So this would be kind of be, I see it as very similar of, you know, someone's coming into you, you go over the full health history, and then, you know, if someone's coming in for trouble sleep, you might make a suggestion on vetiver, which is my number one go-to for sleep, or cedarwood or sandalwood or Roman chamomile or lavender, right? So you might make a diffuser blend and then sell them that product, or you can just make the recommendations and they can go out and buy it. But it's really it's you making the product is the added income stream here so that they can buy that directly from you. And this way they know it's properly blended. They know you have all of their safety in mind when making this blend. And sometimes you can make it right there on the spot. So this is when you can have like a blank cream that is already ready to go, where you can just add the essential oils directly to it. or different carrot oils already on kind of standby. If you know ahead of time kind of what they're coming in for, you might already have different oils narrowed down as to what could be. And then in that discussion with them, you can then pick out the oils that would best support them on what they came in for. So that is the biggest, and I would say the most common way of increasing that income stream once you've graduated and are a clinical aromatherapist. I know we often encourage our students to have these consultations. And then so it's making those products. And sometimes you can do it right there on the spot. Other times they may need to come back in a day or two to allow you to make it, especially if you're doing like a whipped body butter or something like that. That takes time to melt it all together. And it might be something that you might not recommend. You might just have a, you know, that blank cream instead of a whipped body butter. But that's totally up to you at that point as to how complex you want to make what you're making for those individual consultations. So that's the first one. The second one is selling off the shelf. And actually, to go back to the first one, and that's just when you have insurance. I don't want to make this about insurance, but I'm going to mention it because quite a few of them actually you need different insurance for. So as soon as you're insured as an aromatherapist, at least here in Canada, that is covered under your normal insurance policy typically. Always best to confirm with your insurance, but that is typically exactly what your insurance covers, is to make those consultations and make those products for that individual situation. Number two is selling off the shelf. So this is where you have a product line that you are making and you are selling at craft fairs, markets, farmers markets, Etsy, you know, your local Facebook group, anything like that, school fairs, you know, you have it, but you are not providing a consultation. You're not asking about allergies. You're not asking about medication. You're not asking about other health concerns, any contraindications, anything like that. It's just, you know what? Here's a roller bottle. Give me $15 and I will give you the roller bottle. And that is it. It is a strictly transactional exchange in that way. So for these, you do have to make sure that you are following proper labeling and selling regulations. Here in Canada, there's a lot that goes behind it. You need to register as soon as any product leaves your hand. If it's sold, if it's gifted, if it does not matter, if it's a sample, anything like that, you need to make sure that you've registered it with Health Canada. And you have filled out the proper forms. You also have to make sure that you are following proper labeling with Health Canada guidelines as well. If you want to learn more about that, we do have a mini class actually that we launched just a while ago, and it's called Registering Labeling with Health Canada. And you can find it on our website, www.schoolofessentria.com, because it is, I cannot stress it enough, important that you are following proper registration and labeling for all of your products, especially when you're selling it off the shelf like this. It is different when you are doing that bespoke product because you have that consultation. So your label, my labels for that are always handwritten on the spot because we decide it right there on the spot. And they don't need to be registered in the same way because of that consultation. Now, as I said, selling off the shelf is completely different because you haven't done that. So again, registering, labeling, Health Canada, I cannot stress it enough. Very, very important. You also have to make sure that you have proper insurance for this. This isn't just your normal insurance as an aromatherapist. You do need to have an extra layer of insurance to sell product off the shelf this way. For myself, it's an extra few $100 a year. It's not a huge expense, but something that you definitely need to have because your insurance company wants to know that you are not having those consultations for all of the products that you've made. But this is really great if you're making bath bombs, soaps, massage oils, different things like that, perfumes. I have a line, a chakra blend line that I'm kind of playing around with right now and registering and trying out different things like that. So amazing to do. And this is a really great way to increase that income line. But just make sure that you are following all the proper procedures, because I would hate to have Health Canada come back and slap your hand because you are making unsafe claims or you haven't registered, or insurance to come at you because you don't have proper insurance or things like that. Amazing way to increase your income, just as long as you're doing it properly and safely. The third way is making aromatherapy products for other holistic therapists. So I know myself, and usually once you're in a field, you kind of know other people in that field. But as a registered reflexologist, I actually know quite a few other registered reflexologists who are not clinical aromatherapists. And so, you know, I can reach out to them and maybe see if they want a blend for at the end of their reflexology sessions to have that nice massage for their clients at the end. Or approach registered massage therapists or any massage therapist, they don't need to be registered, and see if they want a specific blend that could be used for any of their clients, and you would blend that for them. You would make sure that you have listed any contraindications, anything to be aware of, hazards, cautions, all of that when you are making it. But it's a great way to approach other professionals who want to maybe incorporate, but they don't know how, they don't want to go through the education. And so you have formulated these blends for them that they can use in their practice. The only thing I like to say is for this also, is typically it is great for you to, again, register this product with Health Canada. Or again, if you're not in Canada, you know, whatever your country's equivalent is for registering your product. And in that registration, you would put yourself as the manufacturer because you're manufacturing it. But then you can also put the company that is going to be using it or selling it, if they are going to be selling it in their practice, on it as well. And so this way your butt is really always covered this way. To me, the bottom line is always, I want to make sure my butt's covered. As much as I might trust someone else, I need to make sure that I'm not putting myself, my business, my home on the line for someone else. So registering that product is still a great idea. And also, again, making sure you have that proper insurance. So this, again, always best to contact back to your insurance company, but it would be the same kind of insurance as if you're selling in markets or things like that, because you're not offering that health history consultation with it. But this is a great way to also just build networking and partnerships with other professionals within your community, or not even in your community. You know, you might ship out to, you know, other places within your country or even other countries. So, but a great way to network. And again, just getting your name out there. A fourth way is formulating for another company altogether. So I've had different companies approach me before looking on wanting a signature blend for their company that they can gift to their clients. My parents went to a hotel and had the cutest little 2 milliliter spray bottle of aromatherapy. It was an aromatherapy spray. And I wish I grabbed it before recording this. It was a lavender spray. I don't know what else was in it or how it was blended safely and properly. But it was just a spray on the pillow just to kind of help. You know, when you're traveling, you're in a foreign city, a hotel, it's not all your things. Sometimes you don't have the best night's sleep. So, you know, having a little spritz of that by your pillow at night can just kind of help bring the energy down, you know, turn the brain off a little bit. And it came, so it was just, like I said, a little two milliliter bottle, and it came in a little cardboard package for the label that explained how to spray it and the benefits of it. So, and this company, you know, created it just specifically, I'm assuming specifically for this hotel or all kinds of hotels, but it was at this one specific hotel. And so it is an amazing way of adding again, right? That another stream of income is approaching maybe spas, hotels, maybe some gyms, right? You could have a nice relaxing massage oil for gyms that people could buy. Again, you have to make sure you're careful on claims. We're not getting into that in this episode, but making sure your claims are not, we'll say medicinal claims. You do need to keep it very cognizant of what you're adding. But it is a great way to, again, expand what you can do. I've created roller bottles. I actually just not long ago created a big wholesale order of roller bottles for a company to help with IVF pregnancies. So, you know, there's so many different things that are out there. I've had company ask, a great one was if I could find a way to create a watermelon perfume based scent that they wanted. I wasn't able to do it. We couldn't get it quite to either of our satisfaction, unfortunately. But, you know, it's companies can reach out to you, or, you know, don't be afraid to reach out to companies saying, hey, I'm a clinical aromatherapist and, you know, I love creating formulas. So why are you interested in having a design, a formula scent that's just for you, or product that's just for you and your clients? And, you know, you would be surprised as to how many places would probably be ecstatic at something like that. So you have to look outside the box is really what I'm thinking for this one here. Because people just don't think of these things, but it's the little things that make the big difference, I find. And the fifth and final one is selling. So selling accessories. A lot of people know where to get the essential oils and the carrier oils themselves, but sometimes it's adding the other things. So this is where you would buy something as a wholesale product, and then you would add your own profit of margin on top of it. So this can be diffusers. It can be jewelry. It can be books. It could be, you know, bottles and roller bottles and tins. It can be product information sheets, ebooks. You know, there's so much out there that isn't necessarily always easy to find or get, especially from reputable places. So this is where you can come in and create those things. You know, there's a lot of different ebooks out there and in a variety of different sizes. Some of them can be super simple and some of them can be very actually lengthy and very detailed. You could just have information sheets also of, you know, here are some great ways on using aromatherapy products for allergies, or, you know, muscle relaxing, different things like that. Pick your topic and have an information sheet. And then you can charge for people to buy this information sheet and download it. So these product, you know, the online download is always easy because you don't have to do anything with it. You're not shipping anything, which is really, really fantastic. But the accessories, so diffusers and candles and bottles, if you did want to create your own essential oils blends, that would be something else that you can do as well. Again, proper labeling, registration would be needed for that type of thing. But it's definitely something that you can do. And then again, just making sure that you add your own profit margin in on that. And don't forget your shipping. If you're shipping things to people at Canada doesn't have the best of shipping, unfortunately. I know the US has a lot more options for more affordable shipping, which is fantastic. I'm assuming most countries have better shipping options than Canada does, unfortunately, because as a small business for years in many of our local small business groups, it's always, what are people using for shipping? Because it's not typically very nice on the pocketbook what our shipping is. But definitely an amazing and easy enough-ish way to have another income stream for yourself. And you can easily just have a website with products, or even a Facebook group or Facebook page with, you know, these are the products that are in. You show what the price is. Once it's sold, you can mark sold on it and just keep updating it that way. So lots of different options out there. And then the bonus, I do have a sixth bonus one for you, is teaching. And I'm not talking about teaching big courses by any means. Most people don't have the patience to write out a curriculum and all of that, but do, you know, mini sessions. I was teaching for my city. Reach out to your city. We have what's called, it used to be called Spectrum, now it's called Play Your Way, where I'm located. And it has activities from baby, you know, from zero to a, I don't know, I want to say 199, so I don't miss anybody in there. But different courses for people take. And it can be, you know, there's swimming, there's skating, there's cooking, there's gardening, there's meditation, everything under the sun, different sports things, all that type of stuff. But I actually used to teach an aromatherapy 101 course for them as well for quite a few years, actually. And I loved it. I would go in about once every 2 to 3 months, and it'd be a 2-hour class. I would kind of go over some of the top essential oils that were the safest to use, easiest to use, go over safety, how people actually use essential oils safely at home, the importance of dilution, how to use them topically, how to inhale them, safety, you know, of kids, which one, not necessarily which ones to use, but the importance of being very, very safe when essential oils are around children and pregnancy, certain health conditions, things like that. So because we know people are using essential oils at home, you don't need to be a clinical aromatherapist to use them. We don't want only clinical aromatherapists using essential oils and aromatherapy products. You know, my goal is that the normal person at home who doesn't want to be a clinical aromatherapist can still reach for their bottle of cedarwood and use it for what they need to use it for and know how to use it safely and properly. That is honest. That would be one of my biggest goal, is that people are integrating aromatherapy in their day-to-day life in a safe way, because that is always what is most important. And so to me, it's, you know, that's why we love teaching and certifying other aromatherapists, because they can then go and teach as well how others can use them safely. Again, right? Safety is always, always, always key. But, you know, teaching little courses like this is really easy to do in person or online. You could also reach out to different things such as spas or massage therapist office. I've done a couple presentations at spas where they wanted their massage therapist to know how to use essential oils safely, because either people would bring in their own essential oils and they wanted to keep their massage therapist, health and wellness safe, or they had certain blends, already done up and want to make sure that those were, one, the blends were safe that they did have, and two, again, that their massage therapists were properly using those blends on the clients. They wanted to keep the clients and the therapists safe themselves. So coming in and teaching those courses, teaching the people on how to use them in a nice way. So those are the six ways that you can increase your income without, again, having to add other modality tools to your toolbox. So again, it was, first one was bespoke products. The second one was selling off the shelf. The third one was aromatherapy products for other practitioners. The fourth one was formulating for other companies. The fifth one was selling accessories. And the sixth bonus one was teaching any kind of mini courses. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of Veteran Vibes. I was flying solo this week, but I am happy that you tuned in. I'm Nikki Fraser, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for spending your time with us here at Vetiver Vibes. This episode was brought to you by Accentria, a leading online aromatherapy school. Don't forget to check out some of our free resources at www.schoolofaccentria.com.
If you love this episode or you got a lot of value out of it, please make sure you share it with someone in your community who you think would enjoy it too. If you haven't already subscribed or reviewed the show yet, you can go on over to your preferred streaming platform and hit subscribe, then leave a review. This is the best way to help support us, and we appreciate it. Email us with a screenshot of your review, and we will send you a free guided meditation as our way to say thank you.
This podcast is for information purposes only. We are certified clinical aromatherapists and holistic health professionals. If you have a medication concern, please refer to your health team. Everyone's health is unique to themselves, so the topics and suggestions stated may or may not apply directly to you.